MyRock Podcast tager dig med backstage.
Onsdag betyder en ny episode af MyRock Podcast, og i dag hedder hovedpersonen Thomas Jensen. Om end udtalt med en lille tysk accent. Navnet er måske ikke lige et, som du kender og forbinder med rock, men Thomas Jensen fik i slutningen af 80'erne en god idé, og i 1990 blev ideen realiseret for første gang. Og siden da har den vokset sig større og større. Og i dag er blandt de allerstørste rock- og metalfestivaler i Europa, nemlig Wacken Open Air. I år har det bare været anderledes. Wacken skulle have fejret sit 30-års jubilæum, men så kom coronaen som bekendt i vejen, og holdet bag festivalen måtte tænke alternative tanker. Det blev til Wacken Worldwide, verdens største digitale festival med en gigantisk XR-scene, som kunne forbinde kunstnerne med resten af verden med følelsen af at være på Wacken. I denne podcast får du historien om, hvordan Wacken Worldwide kom til verden, hvordan kunstnerne tog imod den, og ikke mindst, om det kommer til at betyde døden for den rigtige Wacken. Jeg hedder Sten Skovgaard. Velkommen to My Rock Podcast.
Online right now is Thomas Jensen, one of the co-founders of Wacken Open Air. Thomas, let's rewind back to the day when you realized that Wacken wasn't happening in its normal form in 2020. What were your thoughts at that time?
We were depressed, down, sad. You can't express the feelings. It was. We never expected, and it never happened in 30 years that we had to cancel. But it is what it is. And then we thought, yeah, what can we do actually?
Did you at any point think that, well, 2020 is gone, no Wacken, or did you immediately start thinking in other directions for the festival?
Yeah, it took a day to tell you the truth, but then we thought, no, this can't be it. We can't let 2020 go without thinking of an alternative. And we've been thinking of digital stuff for quite some time, and because we're live people, so this Wacken Worldwide idea wasn't, from the very first minute, it was crystal clear to us that this shouldn't be just a substitute. It's something new, but we thought we need to connect the metal scene, what we're doing on the real festival as well. So we thought, yeah, how can we do that? And we want all the fans around the globe. We want to give them something, and everybody is suffering that we don't have any live music. So those were the two components: connect the scene and get some real live metal music to the fans. With the slogan was, if you can come to Wacken, Wacken is coming to you, and I think it worked quite well.
It was a great solution to be watching it from home online with that lineup that was extraordinary, with the mix of the old legendary concerts and the new ones based on this virtual scene that actually recreated the Wacken experience. Tell me, the work with the virtual scene, how did that go on? Who came up with that idea?
And it was a team thing, and there were already ideas. A lot of the technique is based on cinema filming, and it was, I think, a couple of the telecom technicians together with our partners from Live Nation Brand and Partnership, and we were sitting together, how can we get this to life, so that it's not just, or that is something different to a live show. I think when you saw the footage of, for me especially, Judas Priest and Motorhead, or the real live show is different, but when you saw what Sabaton delivered, thanks that they could do the travel because that wasn't clear, it was something new, and it was something special, and it gave them a lot of toys to play with, what they probably couldn't do on a real stage. But on the other hand side, a real stage is a real stage. So I think we got now now two possibilities to work with bands, and I think that's a good outcome of last weekend.
And it was a huge success, more than 11 million streams of the concerts. How do you feel about the project right now?
Yeah, I must say I didn't expect that it's going to be so good, and a big thank you to all the fans. And I visited one of the pier camps where fans were partying in the garden, with all the corona limitations and with following all the rules. And I must say I'm really proud to be a member of the worldwide metal scene. That we, achieved such a great party, such a great gathering around the globe in such a unbelievable short time. It's really, our fans are the best. I can't say a lot more.
But from your point of view, compared to a normal festival at Wacken, how was the workload for you on this digital version?
Because I'm not a technician. My workload was quite okay, but the team was working night shifts and really around the clock. It was unbelievable. They only had like, I think, less than 6 weeks from the very first idea, or when we had the commitment, and it was difficult. But it was a challenge to connect so many companies and so many people that have never worked together before in such a short time. But the overall aim connected them all, and I think we're living in special difficult times. But for me, the collaboration of all these people showed that we're able to achieve great things, even things we haven't dreamed of before. It's a good sign in the dark.
Killed by death. Kill my death. Kill my death.
Is this a special thing for the metal community? I mean, would this have been possible in for a normal, let's say, pop festival?
I don't know, but I'm proud of the metal scene and all the people that were involved. A lot of like the pyro technician is working at the regular Wacken, but it's a different challenge. What he did there, combining digital effects with real fire. I would say probably people of other music genres will hate me for that, but yeah. I don't care. I think it's special in the metal scene, definitely.
It was an impressive lineup for the festival. Blind Guardian, Body Count, Creator, Sabaton, our own Jesper Binzer did new shows for the festival alongside some of the classic shows from Alice Cooper, Anthrax, Iron Maiden, and the list goes on. If combined with the new and the old shows, is this one of the best lineups that you've ever had?
Yeah. It's always difficult, yeah, because I was happy that Motorhead were involved and Maiden, and because I had personal special memories to both of those shows. Yeah, but for me, every Wacken edition is special. There's always some unexpected. There's always something that brings me way back. I have to say now, when I was a kid. And it brings some special family moments, yeah. Like when you see when I met the Sabaton guys, they've been so often our guests, and we have a personal relationship. Also to creator Mille has been a guest for so many times. So it's not just the business or the music side of things. It's a personal relationship, and so for me every edition is or was or will be special.
And now you've been doing the normal Wacken festival for more than 30 years, and now you've done a digital one. Which would you prefer, the normal one or the digital one?
To tell you the truth, I'm a live guy, and I prefer the real deal. Even I must say, I wasn't able to wear my sunglasses, so. The mud, sometimes you think, oh, it's better to sit in a studio. it has things, but I prefer the real deal. And I hope next year we can party with all our fans from all around the world.
that makes me glad, because I was fearing with the success of this online version, you would say, well, we could go this way.
No. I think from the very first minute, everybody knew it's an addition, or it's a different event. So probably in future we can do both, or we can maybe we do something around Christmas. let's see. With the digital stuff, you're not so limited to time and space. We've seen that. But I know how much it means for a lot of fans to come to Wacken. They call it their second home, and or they call it a place where there's a lot of freedom. And I think that means a lot to the people. But also we know it's sold out, and it's difficult to get a ticket. And so I think both the worldwide concept and the Wacken Open Air can exist next to each other quite well.
So to use an old Van Halen expression, the best of both worlds.
That's exactly.
and I can see that you're preparing for 2021 already. Can you tell us some of the names that are listed for Wacken 2021?
We're really lucky that we got Judas Priest, and we got a lot of more stuff. We got Hematome, who performed on the digital one, so that shows you already we got some bands secured from the 2020 lineup. But we're coming also up with a couple of new bands, and everybody can check out the progress of the lineup on wacken.com. Looking forward to the horror theme that should carry us through the long waiting time. So everybody is invited to watch the first trailers, and there you can see all the bands as well.
Thomas Jensen, thank you so much for your time, and I have my fingers crossed and hope to see you at Wacken 2021.
Yeah, thanks a lot for your support.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
You too.
My Rock Podcast.
Disse var ordene fra manden bag Wacken Open Air, og nu altså også Wacken Worldwide, Thomas Jensen. Jeg hedder Sten Skovgaard, tak fordi du lyttede med, og husk, at der er masser af episoder af My Rock Podcast, der hvor du fandt den her. Så god fornøjelse.
My Rock Podcast.